Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Jellyfish 10 Vibrating Penis Trainer from Sohemi. So this is a very simple toy. It's also very obvious. This is a toy primarily for a woman, and they kind of thought if they added a few things, they could make it for a man and a woman. But it's basically a female's toy with like some doodads added to it. And I give them credit for creativity. So as you can see, it's called the Jellyfish. It looks like a jellyfish. There's a very big downside to it being shaped like a jellyfish. I get, again, you get points for creativity. The problem is it's not ergonomic. It only does one thing, so might as well get into it. It might be hard to see. The button to start it is right here. See the little circle? That's how you start the toy. And then the charge port is on the top. And so it comes with a USB charger that you have to stab into the hole to charge it. And that's how you charge it. But to turn it on, you just have to hold this button down. All right, so that turns it on. And, you know, low, medium, high, and then you got the patterns. We've all, you know, nothing fancy, nothing surprising. So it's okay. We'll talk about it. Let me turn it back on. Let me turn it on high. All right. So to show you how powerful this is, we're gonna let the jellyfish go. So the jellyfish, he's moving. He's going. See that? So it's got a pretty powerful vibrator. It's going. Here's the thing. You mostly feel the vibrator in the head. The vibrator is located in the head. That's when you feel it in the head. Do you feel it on the little tentacles? Kind of. Like here, I'll hold it against my fingertip. You can see the finger. You can see the little tentacles kind of shaking and vibrating. You don't really feel anything. So it kind of tickles. It tickles slightly. It doesn't feel unpleasant, but you'll notice these are very soft and flexible. So you can lightly tease someone's, you know, genitals. You could lightly tease someone's nipples. You could lightly tease someone's erogenous zones, but you're not going to really stimulate them to any kind of, you know, great degree. This might be useful for foreplay, where you kind of tickle them with the tentacles and it feels good. But the action's really here on the head. This is a pretty powerful vibrator. Now, for a woman to use this, they even show this on the website, she holds it by the tentacles and basically just presses the jellyfish head into her clit. And because it flares out, you know, you're going to catch some vibrations all over. So on your clit, on your labia, all that stuff. So that's what this toy is for. It's essentially like just a vibrator. But you have to hold it by the tentacles if you want to use it like a vibrator, which, for all intents and purposes, that's what this is and that's what it's for. Now, what if you want to use this for a guy? You know, other than just tickling him with the tentacles, which, you know, again, it feels okay, but nothing crazy. It just, you know, they don't even move around that much. They just kind of, they gently vibrate. It's fine. Also, in the middle, there is a kind of a divot. Maybe hard to come on camera. The center of the toy is concave, and it's got a kind of textured bumps. And the idea is you put your penis here, and then it vibrates on the tip of your penis while the tentacles very, very, very lightly tickle your shaft. Right? And that's basically all this toy is. So as a female toy, you grab it by the tentacles, press it into your clit, and that's, you know, it works just like any other vibrator. As a male toy, you're supposed to put your penis in between the tentacles, press the tip of your dick, like your urethra, against this concave end of the jellyfish as the tentacles very gently tickle your shaft. You see the problem? So, here's the problem with this toy, in case it wasn't glaringly obvious. This is a female toy, and they tried to make it for men too, but they did not understand the assignment. So as a guy, as someone with a penis, the problem is sticking my penis into a vibrator, like the tip of my dick, my urethra, pressing my urethra into something that vibrates does not feel good. What feels good for a man is basically friction along his shaft. Like think of, you know, sex, when you're having sex, the woman's vagina or mouth or anus or whatever hole you're putting your penis in is creating friction along the shaft. It's not just, you know, creating vibrations on the very tippity tip of your penis. Like, that doesn't feel good. Imagine, again, just take a vibrator and just press it against your urethra and tell me how good it feels. It doesn't. It doesn't feel good at all. So, you know, the massaging the tip, you know, that's not it. That's not where the party is. You gotta create friction along the shaft. And this doesn't. It creates vibrations only on the tip, because that's where the concave, you know, thing is. And these little tentacles, they don't create any friction. They just kind of tickle your shaft. So you're getting some very light, gentle shaft tickling with a very intense vibrator only on the tip of your dick. Now, if this went all the way through and you could kind of go up and down your shaft with the vibrator, that would be something. Or if this was a toy that went up and down the side of your shaft, which I've seen, but that's not what this is. You're supposed to put your dick in here, and the tentacles are supposed to tickle you, and the thing's supposed to vibrate on your urethra, and that's supposed to feel good. And it really doesn't work. As a female toy, it works great. The problem is, as a female toy, it's not ergonomic. So it's very awkward to kind of hold this. You can hold it like this and press it against your clit, or you can hold it by the tentacles, and you can press it against your clit, but it's not extremely ergonomic. There's much better vibrators that feel better in the hand as far as a female toy is concerned. And as a male toy, it doesn't really do anything, you know? And I guess it could be a form of foreplay, like, you know, because she's going to know that pressing this against your urethra isn't going to make you come. So if you're someone who comes very quickly, you know, they call this a penis trainer. So this isn't going to do anything for you. Feeling the vibrations on your urethra and the light tickling of the tentacles on your shaft is not going to make you come. So maybe you do this for a few minutes until you get kind of bored, and then you move on to something else, and then the sex lasts longer than if you jumped immediately to the thing that was going to make you have an orgasm. I guess there's some merit to that. But as far as I'm concerned, this is kind of it's a cute toy. I give it points for originality. It does look like a jellyfish, but as a sex toy, it doesn't work for men. So the sticking your dick in and having it vibrate as the tentacles tickle you doesn't really do anything. As a female toy, it works, but it's not ergonomic. Holding it by the tentacles is kind of weird. It doesn't fit in the hand very comfortably because it's so, you know, flared out to look like a jellyfish. So it's basically kind of, it's kind of a jack of all trades, master of none. It's not a particularly great female sex toy, nor is it a particularly great male sex toy. It's just kind of a foreplay toy, I guess you would say. Like, you can use this to tickle their nipples or their balls or their whatever. Just, you know, have it, give it a little tickle. And that could be part of the foreplay. Maybe instead of feathers, you just give them a little jellyfish tickles. And then you can press it against their shaft, which isn't going to make them come, but it feels okay, I guess. And that's really all I can say about this. In a best case scenario, it's a decent foreplay toy that feels okay. In a worst case scenario, it's very subpar male sex toy as well as a subpar female sex toy. Now, the good news is it's under $20. It's $16.99. I have a coupon code. But I really can't recommend this to anyone. But look, maybe you're in the market for a foreplay toy. You want something to kind of just gently tickle and stroke, and you're not trying to bring anyone to orgasm. You just want a toy that you can tease someone with, you know, as part of some BDSM thing. This might be exactly what you're looking for. So if that sounds like you and this sounds interesting to you, you can pick it up for $16.99 with a coupon code. So you save a little bit more money, lower that to under $15. But it is what it is. I can't say too much about this toy. If you're looking for something to actually masturbate with and actually orgasm with, this might not be the toy for you. If you're into like edging, you don't want to make yourself come too quickly, maybe this works for you. Again, this is probably better classified as a foreplay toy than a sex toy. You know, like people who are into, you know, blindfolds and feathers and that kind of stuff, you're not going to make somebody come by tickling them with a feather, but it could be part of the overall sensual experience, the lead up to when the action happens. So I'm not going to say this has no value, But just be aware, I wouldn't classify this as a sex toy. I'd classify this as a foreplay toy. Anyway, remember the coupon code? It's good for the whole site. So Sohemi sells a bunch of different products. My coupon code is good for the whole site. You can use it on whatever order you want. So get this toy, get something else. They have a lot of good stuff on the Sohemi website, so check them out. Anyway, thank you, Sohemi, for sending me this toy. This is Turf Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.